All right, as you know, every Tuesday and Wednesday, we speak to Melusi from Everyday Zulu. He gives us a Zulu word to use in everyday life. And with that, we say, Eta Melusi!
Showcase!
Hola!
Showcase njaya, I'm hamba anjan la po fede.
La po fede.
Nazo. Hamba gaja.
Yebu.
Si on.
What's our word today, Melusi?
Our word is one, you know, associated very much with the Zulu culture. Inkani.
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 Melusi, tell us, what does that mean?
Inkani is stubbornness, pig-headedness.
Oh. You
know, people who will not waver.
Mm-hmm.
Those people have inkani.
That, I must tell you, that's a very KwaZulu-Natal thing, huh? Mm-hmm.
So would you be inkani or would you
have
inkani?
You have inkani.
Okay.
You have inkani, yeah.
So
it is a trait. Yeah. It is a trait they test for when you become a taxi driver. You
don't need
a license. Or the president of the United
States. It just needs inkani.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in a sentence, I would use it as in like, hey, Kerry Miller, I love you. Got to inkani.
Oh, okay.
Got to inkani. Ngiyathanda, but inkani. Hey.
Can you use it as well for like dogs and animals? Is it only for people?
Anything that has inkani has inkani.
So if I'm trying to train a dog and I'm like, yo, inja inenkani.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You can even call your dog inkani.
It has a cute stubborn name, stubborn.
You know. So, and inkani can land you up in prison. Ask Vicky Momberg, you know.
Inkani. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a new one now. What's his name?
Adam.
Kato something something.
Yeah.
It's just a dumb man.
The racists have inkani. Yeah? They just they're relentless. It's amazing.
I know, and he's emboldened the other racists. Now Donald Trump's picking on us.
It's I don't know.
Hold on, Darren hasn't made a sentence.
Okay, so and I've experienced that the taxi inkani firsthand. Firsthand, where I say I need you to stop just before the SMG dealer. And he's like, no, I know where to stop. And I'm like, no, there's a robot just before the robot where you normally stop. I need you to stop there. No, not this stop. Next stop. And I'm like, I'm going to have to walk another 200 meters because you're insisting that stop. But there's a stop here. And he's like, no, next stop. So I'm like, oh,
yes, that's
taxi driver, inkani.
That's inkani. Yeah.
Or was he just looking out for your best interest, Darren, and getting an extra 200 meters?
No, I mean, ask guy. The best thing about being in a taxi is you say, guys, I need to get off here. Next stop. And it stops there.
But I think he looked at your Schwappa and Big Belly and was like, yeah, I'm gonna
oh, you need the walk.
Yeah. So in that case.
Oh, so what's the Zulu word for considerate?
Yeah.
Uzuelo is more appropriate, yeah.
So the taxi driver wasn't inkani. Yeah. He was Uzuelo.
Uzuelo. Yes, he had Uzuelo.
Yeah, he had
Uzuelo
for you, yeah. He felt for you.
Oh, that's perfect. Have we all used one?
Uzuelo. Yes, I have.
Yes, sir.
Okay, inkani and Uzuelo. Those are our words for today. I'm going to try and use them at least 5 times today, and so it's in my lexicon for good. Thank you, Melusi.
Thank you.
Siyabonga, Melusi.
Siyabonga, brava.
Wole pos.